Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Welcome to the campus of the Mid-South Central West University, that college that cares about the student, as the student is the first and only thing we care about here at our school. Academia Nuts, the show where common sense is uncommon and compassion is a word for the chalkboard. This episode, Punching the Clock.
Here we are again for yet another faculty meeting, Shyster. Where are your English department buddies?
They're all over there, reading on their tablets and chewing on their fingernails.
Ooh, you should go join them.
Not likely. Where is the art faculty, Flywheel?
That's the Art Institute of Art, Media Specialties, Technology Academy, Applied Crafts School Institute.
You have institute in there twice?
Oh yeah, since half of us are certifiable.
Let me guess which half you're in. Aren't you going to sit with them during the meeting?
As much as I'd love to, which I wouldn't, I can't handle the self-proclaimed artists who haven't bathed since Clinton was in office, which is most of them.
You're joking.
Come on, let me introduce you to them. Here's some advice. Hold your nose.
Pass.
And Matt Blitzman, the head of our department, he hasn't worn a stitch of clothing since last semester. He claims to be walking work of art.
I see him. Ugh, has anyone told him that he might be a better work of art if he wore some clothes? Like, a lot of clothes? I mean, like a lot. As in a lot.
Many times. Many, many times.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Hampstead. Why are we here?
It's a faculty meeting that our illustrious president called. You should feel privileged to be here.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
If I don't, the president pouts for days and demands that I rehearse it in front of him before the next meeting.
You poor girl.
A hot date with me will solve all your problems.
And create so many more. You two should find a seat. The meeting's about to start.
Where are you sitting?
No offense. I'm you guys' friend and all, but when we're in one of these things, I'm a part of the administration.
I think that means she's in administrate mode.
You got it.
Consider our hot date off then. Now I'm playing hard to get.
I'm saving a seat for Dr. Armstrong. But if I were you, I would sit wherever I wanted and can start my own cool table.
I have never been more unattracted to you than I am right now.
Sign me up for some of that. Two helpings of it.
Move along, gentlemen. I think the president is about to begin. You don't want to miss his speech.
And to think, I had our first four children already named.
She's just towing the party line around here. That is her job, after all. Hey, let's get a seat in the back.
Traitor! Mata Hari! Every James Bond villain since Dr. No!
Quit making a scene. That's what the theater faculty is for. See, they came in costume.
Hey, everybody. Let's take a seat now and get this thing going. I have a golf game at 10 this morning with an alumni who wants to give us cold, hard cash for a new press box at the football stadium. How's that for school spirit for your alma mater? Great. Thank you. Welcome. Hiya. How goes it? I hope well. You know, I don't say it enough, but without our faculty, we are nothing. And nothing is worse than nothing, and we don't want that, do we? It would be nada, am I right? I take your silence as full agreement. So, another meeting, you're thinking, where we do a lot of talking and not a whole lot of doing. But have I got news for you? Have I ever?
Oh, dear.
Hush. This is one of his best speeches. I'm taking notes.
I realize you all want raises from year to year around here. Who doesn't? I get one every year, so I have no complaints. But I know some of you are concerned since you haven't had a raise in eons. Have I got an incentive program for you? Here's how it goes, gang. You want more dough. We get more dough with more tuition money. Thus the yearly hike. But we also get more tuition cashola with more students. More students equals more tuition moolah, which equals more pennies for your pockets. So go out there and get us some students, faculty. Go out there and recruit us some students. Again, your silence tells me how much this moves you and how ready you are to go out there and recruit more students. And have I got another surprise for you? To monitor your time and how you use it, we have the physical plant guys setting up time clocks in all the buildings on campus. You will now have to clock in and out just like any other worker in the world. How's that for job equality? Hey, now calm down. Just breathe. Hey, put that chair down. Ooh, who brought the billy club, huh? Hey, I'll have you know that almost hit me.
The meeting is adjourned. Meeting's over. We need to get you out of here, sir.
Do we ever? How did this suddenly become chaos and looting in the streets? You'd think there was another hurricane.
We can talk about it later. Go.
Wait, one more thing. Your new time cards will be in your mailboxes by this afternoon.
Oh, sir, you are flirting with disaster. Go.
Entrevue. But be warned, man-making art. Lots of it.
Hey, Flywheel. What, pray tell, are you doing? Wait, let me guess. You're painting a picture using your feet.
Nope. Foot. Painting with feet is old hat. I'm doing it one better. I'm just painting with one foot. Only one.
You're getting it all over me. Stop that.
It'll go well with your khaki pants. Khaki pants? How English professor of you. I see you survived the faculty zombie apocalypse, and are they ever craving brains?
If ever there was material for a musical, it was that meeting yesterday. Has the president lost it more than he's already lost it? Time clocks for faculty? He's a nut.
Yes, amigo. He has cracked. I think there is a half dozen education professors who have locked themselves in the basement of their building in protest.
I hope someone is feeding them, or they'll soon be forgotten about. See, I've already forgotten about them.
Education professors. Isn't that a bit redundant? He asked, hoping for a philosophical discussion. Take it away.
I don't really care, he answered, hoping against all hope against a philosophical discussion.
Fine. Take off a shoe and help me out then. Only one foot now.
Not on your life, or more important, my life.
All right. On yours then. Kick off that cheap Velcro lace nursing shoe and get to painting, Raphael. Get to stomping.
You call this work, Flywheel? You are an art professor. This is a joke. As in, a not very funny attempt at humor.
Hey, comrade, I didn't put that B in your bonnet, so go back to your corner of the campus and grade more useless and mindless, I might add, essays. And I use that word loosely.
I'll have you know, those essays teach students how to...
write essays? They'd be better in finger paint.
Oh, yeah. And what does painting with your corn-encrusted foot teach? And by the way, have you thought about having those removed? As in this afternoon?
Never! How do you think people can tell this is one of my paintings? And don't change the subject, fraud! Imposter!
Fraud! Imposter! I could teach art better than you any day of the week, buddy. Any day. Pick a day, pal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah! Your turn!
Yeah!
Dr. Scheister, professor of art. I like the sound of that.
It sounds awful. Professor Flywheel, professor of Camp One.
You wouldn't even dare. You have to be literate to teach my courses.
Oh, I dare. We'll switch for 1 week to see who can teach what around here. And when we're done and you lose, you're buying lunches for a semester.
Done.
Done.
Done and done. You say done, and I'll drown you in that vat of magenta, or whatever that color is over there.
Where's my time card? I'm clocking out of here and clock back in on Easy, that's Easy Street, where the essays are all written in one-syllable words, I hope, and the pointless discussion about Robert Frost stopping by the woods on a snowy evening drone on for days and days.
You betcha! And I'll wear my artist smock and fruity hat and start smoking clove cigarettes and lecture about Raphael's lady friend, Margarita.
There's more to Raphael than that, shyster!
Not if I'm teaching the class, which I am.
I can't wait to have the students write 10 to 12 page papers on foreshadowing in Joyce's Ulysses.
They haven't read Ulysses. Not yet. You'll have their heads exploding.
I can't wait for the splatter.
And your students will have to make collages using nothing but their nose hairs. Nose hairs, I tell you.
Already been done.
Earwax, then. Wax from the ear.
You wouldn't dare, shyster.
Too late. Get out of my art studio. I have art to create using nothing but armpit sweat. Leave my presence.
You would, too. When I get to the English department, I'll have them doing research on connections between economic theories of the British colonialism and aesthetics in fiction, drama, poetry, and prose, and popular culture media.
Do it.
Oh, I will. I'm out of here, sister. What's that you say?
I didn't say anything. Get out of here and go teach some English.
I will!
What's that?
I said I will!
Oh. I thought that's what you said. See ya.
Later.
Aren't you going?
I sure am. Are you staying?
Yep.
Sure?
You're the English professor now. What does yep mean?
You tell me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And yet you're still here.
About to take off.
Take off, then.
Okay.
Need your bag over there?
Nope.
Laptop?
Nope, it's yours. My compliments. See ya.
What's that?
I said see ya.
Go, then.
Going.
Go.
Gone.
Flywheel? Oh, dear.
Hempelstiltskin, that faculty meeting was by far the most ridiculous display of violence since Cain and Abel.
A biblical reference. Wow, I had no idea you knew any Bible.
Only the good parts.
Cain murdered Abel.
I know. So what's your advice about all this?
Excuse me?
I'm asking for your advice. I've seen faculty lose it before, but I never thought a few time clocks would set their world on fire. What do I do?
You're asking for advice?
Why are your eyes rolling up in the back of your head? Hample Dambo, she fainted! Hey! Snap out of it! We have a real situation here!
Oh, my face.
You slapped yourself on the way down.
Who's he?
Yeah, you are. No time for that. What do I do? A vacation? What do you think? Is it time for me to go to the Caymans for a few days? I can use alumni donations and call their conference.
Let me stand up. Sorry, sir. I'm just not used to you asking for my advice.
Today I am.
Are you married to the time clock, sir?
No! You must have bashed your head. How can anyone marry a time clock? This isn't science fiction we're living in. This is the real world. Take a dose of it and tell me what to do.
Trust the faculty to do their work and get rid of the time clocks.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You think so?
I do. It's the best way.
Ha! Ridiculous! I want to make sure our bunch of intelligentsia are putting in their 40 hours a week and not showing up right before their classes and then bolting after they're over. That's banker's hours, and I'm the only one on campus who can do that.
Fine! Keep them, then.
Really?
Sure.
You mean it?
Nope, but you wouldn't take my advice.
The advice I'm asking for is the kind of advice that will keep me from getting assassinated by some rabid faculty member. The time clocks stay, and we count every hour they work.
Have you thought about wearing a disguise?
I've tried that multiple times, and everyone recognizes me.
Well, your gorilla mask is a dead giveaway.
Then what do I do? I'm afraid to go to my car to leave work.
Don't, then.
Don't what?
leave work. Barricade yourself in here till things cool off.
What about food?
We can have the campus food service bring your meals.
Ugh, I'd rather get assassinated. See ya.
Wait! We can get you food.
Good. Make it happen. I'm not leaving until I get the all clear.
All clear?
What's that?
Never mind. There may be assassins set up in the clock tower.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of that. Thank you, Hamp Hamp. Now get on the phone and order me some sandbags. They'll never take me alive.
Are sandbags really necessary?
Order them, and get me something to sleep on. Nothing much, mind you. Just one of those adjustable orthopedic beds with the massage setting.
Sir.
Just do it! This is war!
Good morning, students. And what a good day for you now that I'm your art professor. Let's discuss art. Or better yet, let me lecture and you soak up what I know. I know at least 47 topics concerning art, and let's just take one this morning. Before we get into technique and who really needs it, let's talk about being pretentious. That's what art is all about. Folks, Facebooking in the back row. Pretension. Assert that you know more about all things artistic, berate your fellow man, insult your audience, and complain that no one comes to see your viewings. Art requires pretension. We'll work on that for the rest of the semester. Now for technique. Get some paint in your buckets. You heard me. That's buckets.
Composition 1. Ladies and gents that think they're gents. Comp 1 for short. This is where we learn you how to write good. Let's review some rules for composition of essays. 1. Know your comp handbook. Nope. Sorry. Stupid rule. Cross that one off the list. 2. Read once for pleasure, once for facts. We're assuming here, of course, that you can read. 3. Review the proper grammatical functions. Who came up with these rules? Run-on sentences, fragments, and dangling participles are what make writing fun. And rule 4. Don't plagiarize. Seriously? How are we supposed to write without cutting and pasting other people's work? Duh. When in doubt, use other people's work. That's how we reach the minimum page limit in this class. Now, let's talk about a nice essay topic, shall we?
That's right. Swirl the paint around in your bucket. And I know this is going to take some getting used to, but I want you to take a mouthful of it and move up into your nasal cavity and blow it out your nose onto the canvas. And since I believe in teaching by doing... then yeah, it burns! But think of the masterpiece we're creating! Oh, I need a tissue, excuse me.
And make sure you use text-speak as much as you possibly can throughout your essays. It's easier, more expressive, and saves time by not having to hit as many keys per word. To make your essays really stand out and say what they really mean, make sure to use all caps as much as you can. It gets your point across to folks reading your essay without overdoing it or overemphasizing what it is you're writing. When in doubt, if people get what you're writing, use all caps.
Listen, Hamptonburg, you have got to get me more supplies if I'm going to survive this. I can't live on canned corn forever, you know.
That's all the cafeteria had.
You went to that hog trough? Come on, are you going to murder me?
Not me, sir, but some of your faculty would like that privilege.
It's just a time clock with some lousy time cards. Other professions do it?
Not university faculty. They think you don't trust them to do their work.
I don't. That's the whole point. Slow, aren't they?
They find it insulting.
You know what I find insulting? Some calc professor who comes in right before his class, teaches his class, and then goes and plays golf for the rest of the day.
You play golf most days, sir.
That's different. I'm cultivating relationship with possible donors and sorority girls. Never mind. Donors so we can keep this place open and have the faculty living in the style they're accustomed to living around here. I want faculty to put in 8-hour days.
You'll have blood running through the quad if you expect that.
And it's getting serious out there. I hear that the faculty maimed one of the physical plant guys trying to install a time clock.
They didn't maim him.
That's not what I heard.
Just because he's in the hospital doesn't mean he was maimed. Pummeled, maybe, but not maimed.
I can't live on canned corn! I need food that will sustain my imprisonment here in my own office!
Like what?
Like some lobster! Steak shrimp! And not those little tiny shrimps either, but some jumbo kind! I need coconut cream pie and drinkable coffee, eggs, bacon, and sausage with hash browns, hamburgers and fries, sub sandwiches! You know, just a few finger foods to see me through this ordeal!
What about a salad?
You mean that green stuff they chop up and put in a bowl?
Yes, sir.
Are you completely mad? I need food to sustain my life, not take it away.
I'll see what I can do.
You better. I may expire in my office.
I can just imagine finding your starved corpse in here, sir.
You don't have to sound so happy about it.
Oh, did I? Purely on purpose, sir.
That's more like it. And one more thing. Find out the straight skinny on how some of the faculty feel about the time clocks. And not the ones who need tenure. I decide how they feel. I want to know what some of the older ones think.
I believe they've let you know.
Well, find me a few who don't have a problem with it so I can use that as PR to keep the time clocks.
I'll see what I can do. I have two in mind.
Good deal. Oh, and make sure you find me some biscuits and gravy or I really will die here.
I will put that on the list.
See that you do.
And I say, students, feel what you write. Write what you feel. If you feel like poo, write that. If you feel stupid, even better. Live to write, write to live. That's what I say. I mean, I just did, didn't I?
Hey, Shyster, I was wondering if you
could... Students, this is Hampstead, the only beloved member of our administration and my beloved. Hello, dear.
Excuse us, class. Get over here now.
I'm on winged feet, dearest dove.
Where's Shyster?
Teaching.
Not here, he isn't.
Of course not. Where have you been?
Trying to protect the president from imminent invasion. Or so he says.
Someone's finally doing the right thing. Tell them I love them. I have to go teach.
Comp class?
You better believe it, Scoochy Face.
Don't ever call me that again, Flywheel.
Bet your face is all scrooched up.
What are you two doing now? You see these gray hairs?
Marks of the mature woman.
I don't want to be a mature woman. You two have given me these gray hairs. What is he teaching, Art?
You guessed it.
Oh, poop scoop. And I mean that most sincerely. Let me guess. It was a dare.
Not precisely, no.
A bet?
Not that, either.
Oh, great, you challenged each other.
More like he insulted me, thinking he could teach my art class.
So you're getting revenge by teaching his students to write whatever they want.
That and so much more. I'm throwing out the comp textbook and am redefining the essay. I'm thinking it will be my new research project.
You two are absolutely raving crazy.
Go talk to him. I'm not. I need to get back to my class.
I need your help, Flywheel.
Try the new art professor. Cry on his shoulder. I'm following my calling.
By undoing every composition rule known to man?
Bingo! Gotta go!
I hate my life. And theirs.
So, today I've hooked up hoses to pressure washers filled with oil-based paints, class. Our objective, create art on the side of the art building. Ready?
Shyster! What in the name of common sense are you doing?
Set!
Shyster!
Go!
Shyster!
And that, class, is how we make art. Someone take a picture!
I want to throttle you right now.
Chartreuse is really your color. I mean it.
It's going to take gasoline to get this paint off of me.
You stood too close to the hoses. I could have told you that.
You didn't.
But I could have.
My hair is stuck together for all time.
You're making a statement.
Yes, I am, right now. Whatever you and Flywheel are fighting about, I want it to end now. This second. As in this moment. As in, do it, or I will personally end your lives, bury you in shallow graves underneath the bridges outside of town, and never report your death to the authorities.
I know this isn't the time, but I have never been so attracted to you as I am at this moment.
Not the time. I want you and Flywheel in my office this afternoon. In the meantime, I'm going to get this paint, oil-based, mind you, sandblasted off of my body.
If it makes you feel any better, you're a living work of art. Huh? How many men have ever told you that?
Oh! Ugh.
How many women have ever called you a punching bag? This one just did. See you this afternoon, 3 o'clock sharp, or I hunt you like rabbits.
Got it. No problem.
Didn't think so.
I'm shunning your presence.
I thought I might find you up here.
Yeah, my clubhouse here on the roof is much quieter these days, and I like it that way.
Hampstead sent me.
Let me stamp you, return to sender, and shoot you right back.
She wants us to quit fighting.
Feuding. There's a difference.
What is it?
What we're doing. You're thick.
You're a dumbhead.
You're a stupid face.
Droopy pants.
Snot bag.
Monkey lips.
Diaper.
Oh,
I think that's point and game, Shyster. Go away, you bother me.
Say you're sorry and let's go to her office. She summoned us.
You're sorry.
Say you're sorry.
I just did.
Apologize.
Kill me first.
Look, one of us has to apologize first so we can get on with it. If we don't, she is going to bury us under a bridge. Her words, not mine. And I, for one, don't want my grave to be where the hobos hang out.
What did you do to her?
She got in the way of a pressure hose that was spraying oil-based paint.
I saw your student's handiwork on the building. Awfully Salvador Dali of you.
Yeah, and your student's essays posted online read like Dada on crack.
Ah, that was what we were aiming for.
You succeeded. Is this experiment over?
Whatever do you mean?
You weren't there, Flywheel. Hampstead is dead serious. If we don't patch things up, we are on her hit list.
I, for one, didn't do anything wrong.
I'm willing to go to fisticuffs, buddy. Pick a fist!
Being hit by an English professor? Pull the other leg.
Bring it!
Was that a fly that landed on me? Go learn karate or some other oriental word, and then we'll talk.
I sting like a bee, Flywheel.
I've held babies that kicked harder than you. Give it up and go home.
I accept your apology.
I didn't utter one.
You did, just then.
I did not, Shyster! You better watch it, pal. This is escalating and you'll end up on the losing end. That you can put in your little red wagon and smoke it.
Mixed metaphor! Ha ha! Painted yourself into a corner, didn't you?
Don't use art expressions, Shyster. They sound ridiculous.
You know what's ridiculous?
Is that you, Angel? I didn't hear you fly in using your wings.
I said, kiss and make up, Shyster. Does this in any way resemble kissing and making up?
No, ma'am.
Honeypot, the mean little English.
I am 2 seconds away from shaking you, Flywheel.
I tried to tell you, shut your face.
She's bluffing. You can see the look in her eyes right now.
You knocked him out! That's assault!
You better believe it.
I think she broke my nose.
She bled my lip!
Can you say lawsuit?
Can you say death at the hands of a crazed colleague? I have a manic president in lockdown in his office because he thinks a member of the faculty is going to run him down with their car. He's having me deliver biscuits and gravy at regular intervals.
Yum yum, sign me up.
I have a crisis on my hands, and the two people that I depend on most to be devious and crafty to get us out of this mess are fighting for who knows what. I got blasted by red number 47 and purple number 2. And I'm going to look like a walking bruise until this paint wears off. I have two courses that are ripping the students half of their tuition money and...
Just two?
And all I want to do is curl up with a good book, lit candles, and a bar of chocolate. But here I am, yelling at the two idiots who were supposed to help me, their so-called friend.
I feel like I should applaud.
No kidding. That's better than any show the theater department puts on. Bravo!
Hear, hear.
Are you two going to help me get my book, candles, and chocolate?
Of course we are.
Your wish is our only desire.
Figure out how to get the time clocks off campus. Pronto.
Where are you going?
To keep the president from going berserk and declaring martial law.
Over time clocks?
Welcome to my world.
Ugh, you poor dear.
Just do it. Today, if not sooner.
She's a good actor. That was a good performance.
That was no act. Believe you me.
And she thought we were fighting.
I know. Maybe we're good actors.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should be teaching theater.
Nah! Are we back in business?
The feud is over. It's official. You take your class back and I sell mine on eBay.
Let's go dismantle some time clocks.
Bump, you gotta understand that I cannot live on peanuts and bananas until this thing blows over.
There is no thing, sir.
Oh, yes, there is. Only the good die young, and that's me. Get me one of those red phones in here so I can call a cold blue.
Sir, you are getting delirious. You need to calm down.
That's the first step they want you to take, Hampstead.
You're unhinged, sir. No offense.
I hear ya. But all I care about is another plate of biscuits and gravy from the cafeteria. Ask them to put more pepper in the gravy. That stuff is good.
If you'll just get rid of the time clocks...
Never! As in ever! As in uh-uh! Ever! Never! To eternity and back! Not gonna happen! The faculty clocks in and clocks out every day. They stay! Never! Do you hear?
I think I got it. And just to clarify, never. Is that right?
What part of nuh? Burr, do you not understand?
As in ever?
As in get me some breakfast before I die of starvation like those kids on those commercials.
So what's the plan, Stan?
The name is Shyster.
Still not hearing a plan, Stella.
Why are we whispering?
Because we're planning and scheming. And we're in the nursing department.
So?
Aren't you supposed to whisper in the nursing department?
I have no idea!
Now, you're talking too loudly. So, plan?
Do what I do.
Only better?
Watch and learn, boy.
That's all you're going to do?
Follow?
Ah, I love it.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Time clocks are gone. Get him off this campus.
What happened, sir?
Have you seen this week's stack of time cards? The faculty apparently all work 70 to 80 hours a week. If they figure that out, they'll ask for overtime and we're bankrupt. Off this campus. Never to be seen again. Never.
Never, sir?
As in ever.
Nice day at the clubhouse, fellas.
Did you bring the ice cream for dessert? The hot dogs are about done.
You do realize that if the president ever finds out that you two have a clubhouse on the top of the art building, he will fire you.
We three, Hampstead.
So, I'm thinking Italian for our obligatory we got you out of trouble date.
And Chinese for me.
How about I don't hit you anymore?
Ah, you hit like a girl.
I what?
Yeah, you kind of do.
I'd like my hot dog now. Oh, please. I mean, after you get your faces stitched up. And I'd like mine with relish. Fellas? So we bid farewell to Mid-South Central West University as the alma mater is hummed quietly in the halls and noses are buried in books. You have been listening to Academia Nuts, where learning is always a tuition hike away.
You've been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Academia Nuts, Punching the Clock. In the cast is Shyster, Trevor Comstock, Flywheel, Kyle Dilly, Hempstead, Ryan Lee, and the President, Brett Jones. Script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now. There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome. You definitely have that right, my good man. Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary.
My pleasure, Billy. And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye.
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy. Twisted Pulp magazine, available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is digitalvaudeville.com.